from externally because he had to be on the other side, but he had love for Pandavas. It's such a horrible like pain to have. And also we see in the case of Rama's father that he had to be away from Ram because he killed the son of those two old couple. So how can we say that Krishna is protecting us from our sins? Maybe it's not that when Krishna says that you will be happy when you come to me, it doesn't seem like it's happiness in the way you think, but it could still be a lot of pain. But how do we understand that we can be happy and our reactions will be gone by taking Krishna consciousness?
Well, if I may give some advice on this, one thing is to readjust your expectations. This could change your whole approach to life and how you feel about what happens to you. If you expect to be to live a stable life, to not be subjected to major shifts in the world, and not be disturbed, then you will feel disappointed. But if you take at face value what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, and he says it so clearly, he says, from the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest planet in the material world, all are places of misery where repeated birth and death take place. Abrahma, Bhuvanaloka, Punar Avartinorjuna. So from topmost down to the lowest, all are places of misery. And so he also calls the material world a dukkhalayam, a shashvatam. It's temporary and it's miserable. What if you replaced your idea of, you know, your expectation with that? And, you know, you see that it, and other, metaphorically, the material world is described as an ocean, and we're drowning in the ocean. How does that feel when you're drowning in an ocean? You're struggling. It's very difficult. If I expect to have an undisturbed existence here in the material world, then I'll be constantly disappointed and disturbed by that. So, by the very nature of this world, the fact is, as soon as I take on a material body, as soon as I accept a material body, Lord Rishabhadeva says, then naturally along with it comes misery. Queen Kunti says the same thing. That kind of misery is there along with the body, and it will be there until the very last breath, period. You'll have to accept that. The body is a place of misery. So you make the best use of a bad bargain. And there's a huge bargain to be made. Labvam sadulabam idam bahusambhavante manushyam artanam anityam apihadhira. That you have the opportunity in the human form of life, even though it's temporary and even though it's miserable and anything can happen, still you have the opportunity to score the highest gain, which is going back home, back to Godhead. And therefore, Shastra is all saying this. You should take advantage of it as quickly as possible when you realize the great value in life. So as far as our relationship with the material world, we should have that expectation. Just carry that with you. Bring it, you know, as part of your daily meditation, that anything can happen and it's a miserable place, and don't expect a calm and happiness here on the middle of the ocean, because you won't find it. And as far as Krishna's responsibility for our karma, he very clearly says in the Bhagavad Gita, kartritvam na karmani lokasya srijati prabhu karma pala samyogam subhavas tu pravartate, that I'm not involved with your karma. It's your relationship with the material world that's caused that. He's aloof from that. Although the material world goes on, he allows it to go on out of us because it's regulated through action and reaction. You get exactly what you deserve in the material world. There's actions and reactions. And don't also try to sort all that out. This is brought out in the conversation between Dharma, the bull, and Bhumi, the earth. And there are many philosophers, great philosophers and thinkers, who have pondered this idea of how to sort out karma and all the intricacies of it, and they've never come to the end of it. And the conclusion of in that chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam is that you should just understand some very basic thing, and that is there is a God, and I'm not him. I mean, take it on a very basic level. However, Krishna gives all facility. This is his, although the material world goes on in a mechanical way, practically, the karma, the action and reaction is there. As long as I'm committed to the material world, I get complete justice under the laws of material nature. And how to figure out how that justice is being meted out is impossible from my perspective. It's way too complicated. However, there's a dispensation, and that is that Krishna is willing to give mercy. In other words, he'll override all the justice of the material world, and that's what he's saying in Sarva Dharman, Parityaja, Mame Kam Sharanam Braja, Aham Tang Sarva Papi Bhyo Moksha Ishami Masucha. You've accumulated so much reaction that it's impossible to sort out, and you'll never do it on your own, and you'll never figure it out, and you're just stuck. But if you surrender to me, I'll just override everything. And instead of getting justice, you'll get mercy. And I'll pull you out of it. And so it's a kind of fundamental feeling that, okay, I give up. I'll just let Krishna deal with it. Philosophically, we understand that when I surrender to Krishna and reactions are still coming, the acharyas have described this, in, as you well know, in the verse Tate Anukampam Susumikshamanu Bunjana Evatma Kritam Vipakam Pradvagva Burvir Vidam Namaste Jiveta Yo Mukti Pade Sadaya Bhak. And that is that a devotee's attitude, and this is the quintessential attitude that one who is advancing in spiritual life must have, or should I say, you must have this attitude in order to advance in spiritual life. And that is that whatever comes to me is the Lord's mercy. Can I accept that? Whatever comes to me is the Lord's mercy. This is the attitude of the devotee. Anything that happens, I take it as Krishna's mercy. Good, bad, or otherwise, it's all being arranged by the Lord. And I've given up my endeavor to adjust it. This is the mood, that it comes, but I'm no longer adjusting it. I'm leaving it to Krishna. It's up to him how he adjusts it. I can get cancer. I can be disabled. Anything can happen. But even if it does, I'm accepting it as Krishna's mercy. I'm going to sit here and go on with whatever service I can and expect the Lord's complete mercy. And that is the attitude that inherits the kingdom of God. The person who has that attitude, this is what Shastra says, inherits the kingdom of God. In other words, that person's eligible to go back to Godhead. Take complete responsibility for what's happened to you and what position you're in now. Don't blame anybody else. This, you look at Dharma and Bhumi in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Their conclusion is, I don't blame anybody, and I'm simply dependent on the Lord. So the intricacies of karma are beyond human comprehension, how to figure out. But there is a world of action and reaction, and somehow or other, I'm in it. And there is a method for getting out of it, and that is to accept Krishna's offer. And that is surrender unto me, and you'll easily cross beyond it. And Krishna is unlimitedly merciful, and he's completely beneficent. In other words, he's always there ready to give his mercy. But he gives us the choice. It's not that he's perpetrated my suffering. He says, "Nakartvitam nakarmani lokasasajati pru." I don't have anything to do that. I'm not assuming your pious activities or making you create any more karma. That's your relationship with the material world that you've gotten involved with. But he's always there, ready to give a complete mercy. And as soon as we surrender to Krishna, even a little bit, then he'll begin that process of bringing us back. And in the purport to Tateno Kampam Sushamikshamana, Sridhar Swami says that if a devotee surrenders and still feels like he or she is getting a reaction, that's Krishna's mercy too. And he gives it in such a way because he recognizes that the patient may still have some residual desire left in the heart. I surrender, okay, I give up, but still there's some attraction to the material world. So Krishna mercifully arranges for situations that utterly and totally frustrate me. Are you ready for that? Because as Prabhupada says in the verse, Srinvatam Swakata Krishna, hardly any person wants to go back to Godhead. He said, nobody wants to go. You know, opportunity, just if you start worshiping the deity and the deity starts talking to you and says, just stay home from work and just serve me from now on. And you say, I'm sorry, Krishna, but, you know, I got a thing at Cisco and I got to be there. And I'd like to serve you, but I can't. You know, and if you let's go back to Godhead now. Am I ready? So there's a push, there's an impetus. We take this as mercy that when Krishna frustrates our plans, when he puts us in utter despair, then this first chapter of Bhagavad Gita is called the Yoga of Despair. Vishad Yoga. Despair yoga. Are you ready for that? In utter despair, then what do? I have nothing else to do except to call out to Krishna, and that's yoga. In that primal moment when I have no other when I have no other motive except please help me, Krishna, then I'm most connected.
Hare Krishna. I think in continuations with that, there is one person asked me, so which is coming into my mind, that as I was explaining to that Krishna protects his pure devotees, Kunte Pratijane Name Bhakta Pranashyati, and he was returning the questions that how come Jesus Christ was then crucified if he is a pure devotee. You are saying he is a pure devotee and protects. So how can an ordinary person will understand the meaning what Krishna is saying that he's protecting, and how come Jesus Christ, such a pure devotee, was crucified? And he wants me to give an explanation, but I could not. So would you please give some?
Well, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that pure devotees, when put into extreme circumstances, actually take it as Krishna's mercy. And he gives an example as sometimes lovers, someone might bite the other one. And someone say, oh, you're injured. And there's it looks like it, but actually, you know, he knows it's not an actual injury, it was a love bite. And so when pure devotees are put into extreme circumstances, even, you know, life-threatening, or even they're killed, they don't protest. They take it as Krishna's arrangement, and actually they feel very much protected by Krishna in all circumstances. We have to give up the body. I mean, there's no protecting the body. There's no possibility of protecting the body. It's not that a pure devotee's body will perpetually remain in its state in the material world. It just won't. And it will go one way or the other. So in the course of doing devotional service, the devotee's ready to sacrifice and go on with service. And in the course of doing service, the devotee feels completely connected to his or her spiritual master, and to the duty he's doing, and there's no, I mean, there may be some feeling of inconvenience, but internally there's no disconnection from Krishna and the spiritual master in all kinds of circumstances.
Just to add to what you said the other day, that that we should take some trouble for the betterment of the other living being. And I also heard in Radhanath Swami's lecture, the same question was asked, and Maharaj was saying that the sacrifice or the pain that one undergoes for others is what will attract the soul. So he was saying that even if Jesus had fought against those Romans and had won over the thing to prove his power, he would have not had that much attraction that he created, the love that people have towards Jesus. So that much sacrifice and love that he had for others, that he went through that. And that's why he was saying in every street of all the worlds, we have a church today because of that sacrifice. So he was saying that as you say, that small sacrifice that we do for others is what will develop their love for towards one and for God. So that's the essence that he was saying. So that's one point that I wanted to share.
Thank you. That's a beautiful point. Yeah, Shraddha.
I was just going to add that to that applies to the parents also, sacrificing for the kids.
The sacrifice?
Yeah, because my mom did a lot of sacrifice for us, and we are so grateful, so, so grateful, you know. And I've seen in other families, like, you know. And one more thing I wanted to point out to both of them was that it's one thing to be friendly to your children, and another thing is to be their friend. I mean, my daughter knows that I'm not her friend. I'm her mom. Mm-hmm. But I'm very friendly with her, you know.
Mm. Nice point. Yes.
One more. This is also a sort of question or comment, maybe. I don't know. It's just in Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami says in six characteristics of pure devotional service, he says that pure devotional service puts an immediate end to all kinds of material distress. So this is in relationship to the question that Gandharva Mataji asked. So then he talks about, explains what the pure devotional service is. So if one is, if pure devotional service is bringing immediate, is giving immediate relief from all kinds of material distress, and one still seem to be getting into material problems, and there are two ways, you know, I can explain. One is this devotional service one is practicing is probably not a pure devotional service, so you cannot expect immediate relief from all kinds of material distress. Or if it is a pure devotional service, then all kinds of sinful reactions have already ended, and whatever is coming for him is actually the situations arranged by Krishna for his own purification. Is that a correct way to think? Or?
Well, even for someone who's begun the process of devotional service and then who retreats, Krishna says, satyam dishati artitam artito nrinam, naivartito yet punar artito yata, svayam vita te, bhajatam anichatam, ichapitaram, nijapada pallavam. This verse means that if someone takes the devotional service and surrenders, but then still has a desire to enjoy the material world, and petitions the Lord over and over again, please give me this, please give me this, even though it's not in his interest. Krishna says, I'll give it, but in such a way that I'll frustrate that person's desire so they won't ask for it again. Ichapitanam nijapada palavam, and instead I'll give him the shelter of my lotus feet. The implication of that is that, you know, when one begins the process of devotional service, even if one isn't perfect, Krishna is, through his internal energy, is directing a person and pulling them along and helping them in devotional service. And he has some personal hand in whatever kinds of frustrations or mercy and apparent reactions are coming. Yasyaham anagrinnami harisheta dhanam shanai. Krishna told this to Yudhishthira, and this applies to pure devotees also. In the Bhagavatam, we know that the Pandavas went through many tribulations, unimaginable things. Vishad vihagne purushada darshanad asatsabaya vanavasa krishyata mrade mrade nekamahara tashtrato dronyasya tashchasma hare birakshitaha. This Queen Kunti is saying, look at all the problems that the Pandavas went through, right? You just go and listen to Bali Mardan tell about the Mahabharata, and it's one thing after another. That's why it's so interesting. Everyone wants to hear it. How'd they get out of that one? Right? It's one big problem after the next. And so Queen Kunti was noticing that, and also Narada Muni was noticing. He was saying to the Pandavas that, you're pure devotees of the Lord. Krishna even hangs out at your house. He won't leave because he loves you so much because you're pure devotees. But how come you have so many problems? And this is answered in the Mahabharata. Yasyaham anagrinnami harisheta dhanam shanai. Krishna says, when I show special mercy, I take away everything. This world's not our home, but I think it is. You know, I can drive from here to Los Angeles, and every little hamlet I drive through on the 101 freeway, my mind will think, maybe I could get an apartment here, you know. What if I lived on the beach? You know, that would be great. You know, the mind wants to, what to speak in this world is just horrible compared to the upper planetary systems. What if you saw those? What's the beachfront property like up there? You're like, wow! What if your lifespan was a billion years and you had no April 15th deadline for taxes? You know, here we have a mixture of miseries and I don't know if you get any happiness. It's mostly disturbance. Higher planetary systems, there's barely anything, and you get to live for millions and millions of years. And so in the heavenly planets, it's not ideal. It's not an ideal situation. Demigods are constantly distracted because it's just, there's no impetus. We're lucky when we have, this is the idea, vipara santita shashvat. Let these missteps, let these things come because I want to get out faster. Let the reactions come. That means they're burning away my karma. I'm not reacting to them anymore. I'm letting them come and whatever happens. So pure devotee or beginner devotee, whatever situation, Krishna takes a hand in it and is arranging the situation. To figure out a way to get around karma or to, you know, why should I get this or not that? As I said, it's too complicated. You won't figure it out. The devotees cut to the chase and they just say, I just give up. I leave it to Krishna. That's sarva dharman parityaja. I give up. I don't know how to figure it out. You go to a lawyer and you say, you figure it out. Tell the judge I quit. And whatever he says, I'll do. And that's what you do. You say, I can't handle my affairs anymore. It's too much. So you go to a lawyer. Lawyer's the guru and knows all the loopholes. Prabhupada said that. He said a guru's like a lawyer. Knows the law, and then, you know, it's okay, we'll get you out. We're going to, you know, work on this. You just follow this plan, you know, follow this plan. And that's what the plan is. You come in, you take initiation. You say, okay, I'm off the grid now. I'm taking myself off, voluntarily, I'm taking myself off the grid. I'm not involving any more in the material world. That's what initiation means. It means, okay, I'm coming in and I'm saying, I'm surrendering to Krishna. I give up. And I'm taking the advice of Shastra, Guru, Sadhu, and I say, this is my plan now. And I accept this is Krishna's plan. And I follow that plan, and I don't know how or what, but Krishna's going to take me out of this. And actually, the devotee doesn't care. Doesn't care. Narayana parak sarve nakutashana bibhiti. Swarga pavarga narakeshu apituliana darshana. Devotee's concern isn't even going back to Godhead. It's doing his or her service. Come hell or high water, that's pure devotional service. I don't care. Whatever reaction comes, I'm going to go on doing my service no matter what. That's liberation. Liberation doesn't mean, you know, merging or becoming free from miseries. Devotee doesn't care. Mama Janmani Janmani Shure. Birth is pain. And Lord Chaitanya says, let me take birth again. I don't care. As long as I'm engaged in devotional service. That's complete liberation. So that's the mood of the devotees in pure devotional service who have taken to this process of pure devotional service. And they leave the reactions, whatever happens, they just completely leave it up to Krishna and don't try to get out of it or rearrange it. They simply accept it and go on with whatever their duty is to serve Krishna. Really, the more you study the matter, you're not going to come to a position. You'll find that anywhere in the Bhagavatam, you're not going to find an explanation that's going to help you to completely explicate how karma works and why a reaction is coming to this person and not another person. In fact, in all circumstances, the conclusion it will lead to is, don't go there. Just leave it up to Krishna and take this attitude, tate anukampam sasamikshamanu. Someone may say, that's fanatical. But it's not. You study the overall philosophy and understand that it's misery from top to bottom in the material world. And once you've come to that conclusion, bahunam jamanamante gyanavamam prapadyate, you conclude that I'm an insignificant living entity being tossed in this material world. You become a jnani and you understand that I can't get myself out of this. And then you say, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. I leave it up to Krishna. He's everything. Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. That's that's a great soul. And he's rare. Just give it up. Leave it to Krishna. But devotees who surrender to Krishna, who, you know, when they come to Krishna consciousness, they know that they're becoming freed from sinful reactions. And they feel liberated even from the very beginning because they know that now they've put it in Krishna's hands. Once you've started the process, you've declared bankruptcy, even if there's some phone calls that keep coming in, you don't care anymore because it's already a done deal. Creditors are still calling. It's like, now you're detached. Because before, you had a stake in it, and you thought, maybe I can make it out of bankruptcy. So every time a call came in, you go, darn, it's the bank again, you know? And now you declare bankruptcy. You just got back from the court. You said, I'm out of this. And now the people call, the creditors call, PG&E's calling, and you go, well, all right, what can I do? I did my part. I'm surrendered to the judge, so it doesn't disturb you anymore. So once you surrender, these so-called reactions may come, but a devotee doesn't care. It's no longer a concern because you're not attached to them. You've already decided, I'm not staying here. If you have a stake in it, that's when you're disturbed. The only reason we care about dying is because I'm attached to everything in this world. If I wasn't attached to the body and everything else that goes with it, I wouldn't care. You're dying. No, I don't care. In fact, it mentions in the Madhurya Kadambini when someone, when a pure devotee dies, he doesn't even notice it. It's like he dropped his chudder. You dropped your chudder. Oh, I'm not sure where. The body dropped off. Because there's no more attachment to that situation. So reactions, whatever new devotee, pure devotee, whatever situation, it's in Krishna's hands. That's the simple way to deal with it, and that's how Shastra deals with it also. So we'll take that one, and that's the essence, surrender to Krishna. Put it in Krishna's hands. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Go Premanande Haribo! So now we have the great honor and pleasure of having a kirtan. People all over the world are looking for kirtan. Everywhere I go, people say, where's the kirtan? And we know where it is. It's right in this room here. It's kind of hidden. It looks like a window tinting place, but it's actually a temple. And we have a kirtan inside here. We have drums. We're all set for kirtan. We're going to have an artik ceremony along with it, which makes it even more precious. So what we'll do now is put all the books away and all the asanas, and we'll stand up and we'll sing to our heart's content here on a Sunday afternoon. And I thank you all very much for coming. Gaur Premanande Haribo. We have Kartalas, Hare Krishna. Certified Kartalas, please take some Kartals. Those with certification. Those without, please refrain. You're certified. Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschacharishatarine. Jaya jaya gaura chandera rutiko shobha. Jana vita tavane jagamana loba. Jaga jana mana loba. Jaga jana mana lobha. Gauranger arotik shobha. Jaga jana mana lobha. Gauranger arotik shobha. Jaga jana mana lobha. Jaga jana mana lobha. Hey, jaga jana mana lobha. Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, Nithai Gaur, hari bol. Nithai Gaur, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, Gaur, hari bol. Jake naini tai chan bame garadhara. Ika te advaita shi Vashchatradara. Gose Ache Gaurachan Ratna Singhasane. Arati kore na brahma Arideva gane. Nara hari ari kore chamara dhulaya. Sanjaya Mukunda Basu Goshari Gaya. Shankha Baje Kanta Baje Baje Karatala. Madhura Mridanga Baje Paramarasala. Madhur 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 Baje. Madhur, madhur, madhur baje.
Shankar baje, Kanta baje, Madhur 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 baje. Shankar baje, Kanta baje, Madhur 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 baje. Madhur 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 baje. Madhur 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 baje. Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, God Hari bol. Nitai God Hari bol. Hari bol, Hari bol, Nitai Gaur Hari bol. Pahu Koti Chandra Jini Badana Ujwala. Baho Koti Chandra Jini Vadana Ujala. Gala deshe manna mala, kore jala mala. Shiva shukanara, preme gada gada. Divinoda deke Gaurara sampara. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sabu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasani Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Shri Krishna Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Shri Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Swami Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jagannath Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jagannatha Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Nayana Patagami Pavatu Me Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan. Girir Hari Gopinath Madan Mohan. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sita. Hari Guru Vaishnav Bhagavata Gita. Sri Rupsi Sanatan Bhattara Guna. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasaraguna. E Chai Gosai Kori Charanam Vandan. Jaha Hoite Vigna Nash Abhishta Puran. E Chai Gosai Jar Muetar Dar. Tansabara Pararinu Mora Pancha Gras. Tandera Charana Shebe Bhakta Shani Bar. Janame hoi abila. E chai gosai braje braja koile bas. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila koila prakash. Bolo Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Bolo Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majamiya Man. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Kori Ash. Hari Nam Sankirtan Kohe Narotamuda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Jai Gaur Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Gaur Hari Bol Gaur Premanande Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paripratika Charja Stotaras Dishi Shimad Bhai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paripratika Charja Stotaras Dishi Shimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Ananta Kuti Vaishnavini Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sukho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garad Harshiva Siddhi Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gogopinath Sham Kund Radhakund Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Mayapur Navadeep Dham Ki Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Save the Jamuna Ki Gangamayi Ki All glories assemble the devotees All glories assemble the devotees All glories assemble the devotees Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Krishna. Oh, yeah.